Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinances of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on the fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places, and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read together from Psalm 103. You are full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great kindness. You will not always accuse us, nor will you keep your anger forever. You have not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is your mercy great upon those who fear you. As far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our sins from us. As a parent cares for a child, so do you care for those who fear you. For you yourself know whereof we are made. You remember that we are but dust.
A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves measures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. Look, You serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Whenever I hear this text, I find myself thinking about how brave and perhaps foolish the prophets are. A preacher who stood up in the pulpit of almost any church in America today and proclaimed these words to his or her congregation without the cushion of having them come directly from Scripture and therefore obviously be referring to different people in a different time and place would likely be in a heap of trouble. And I understand, I get it. Nobody wants to come to church and be yelled at or made to feel bad about themselves. I don't want to be yelled at or made to be feel bad about myself. So let's all agree that the world gives us enough opportunities to feel bad about stuff we do or don't do, have or don't have. Let's not let church become just one more exercise in increasing our sense of scarcity, insecurity, or anxiety. And yet, this text from Isaiah is such a clear indictment of many of the ills that plague our world today. Don't we want the exploitation of workers and our environment to stop? Don't we want people to practice kindness, compassion, and nonviolent communication, as opposed to becoming further mired in the vitriol and division that characterize so much of our public discourse today? Of course we do. It's just hard when we're asked to think about our own complicity in these larger social issues, to look squarely at our own lives and repent not only of the evil we have done, but also of the evil done on our behalf. So as much as it can sometimes rankle and itch like a hair shirt, the thing I absolutely love about Lent is that it asks us to be honest with ourselves and one another, and ultimately to be honest with God. These readings tonight urge all of us to be honest about issues like religious hypocrisy, self-satisfaction, and injustice. The call to self-examination and repentance that we'll hear in a moment in our Lenten invitation is a call to radical honesty. And there's no point in engaging in practices like prayer and the reading of scripture and almsgiving if we don't do so with scrupulous honesty, authenticity, and integrity. These practices demand that we show up with our whole selves, not just the edited version that we tend to present to the world. What all of this helps me remember is that the practices that we most associate with Lent are not practices that separate us or take us away from the reality of the world. Rather, they help us confront that reality and engage with it more deeply, including our own responsibility, however large or small it may be, for why the world is and why it is not the way it was created to be. Let's take a look at those calls to self-examination and repentance, for example. Those aren't words we throw around a lot in our everyday lives, but maybe they should be. We all know that the change we want to see in the world has to start with us. Self-examination is an opportunity to step back and gain greater understanding of what is going well and what is not going so well in my life. If I'm not willing to acknowledge the ways that I need to change and begin to work toward that change, then I have no business trying to influence anybody else. In the monastic tradition, the first step toward repentance and amendment of life is compunction, that little bit of pain that accompanies recognizing that I have sinned, meaning I have missed the mark or moved in ways that take me further away from God. And if we shrink back from ever experiencing that pain, we are denying ourselves the growth and freedom that can come from repentance. That is, we're missing out on a chance to get closer to God and embrace new ways of being in the world. Now, what about fasting and self-denial? We have to be careful with these. They can be taken too far. They can become unhealthy ways of fixating on our bodies and be sources of harm and shame instead of healing. But appropriate fasting and self-denial can be productive, and they don't actually have to have anything to do with food. You have to use that tool of self-examination we just talked about to see what kind of fasting you need in your own life. Thinking about my tendency to be distracted and to do too many things at once, for example, I might decide to refrain from mindless scrolling on my phone, at least for certain hours of the day, trying to be realistic. That could be a kind of a fast. Or because I say that I care about the environment and the problems caused by consumerism, I could practice self-denial by using the 40 days of Lent to stop purchasing items online that I could find locally or just learn to go without. This kind of fasting is unlikely to succeed if it's not accompanied by prayer, because it's asking us for some big changes in our behavior. Without prayer, we might lack the insight necessary to understand what it is that we actually need to change. Without prayer, we're unlikely to have the grace and strength to implement those changes consistently. And additionally, prayer lets us tap into something so much bigger than ourselves. Without it, we are likely to remain focused on what we can accomplish by our own willpower and how it will help us, instead of being open to what God's Spirit can accomplish for the good of the world in and through us. Finally, the radical honesty that Lent asks of us includes honesty about our own mortality. That's one reason we're here tonight. We are here to remember as a gathered community of the faithful that only God is immortal. To remember that our lives are given meaning, infinitely precious meaning, because we only have a limited time on earth. To remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. And it is also honest to remember that we are loved, and to love we shall return. So I pray tonight that whatever practices we embrace this season, they will bring us closer to one another and closer to God, who is the source of love and life. I pray that the good they will do in our lives and for the world will last longer than 40 days. I pray that we come to believe in our bones that God's desire for all of us is not to settle down in sackcloth and ashes, not to make a home in our self-imposed exile and suffering. Rather, God's desire is always that we will prosper like a watered garden, verdant, abundant, and generous, until at last we find our home in God's very presence. Amen. Please stand as you are able. Dear people of God, the first Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's Passion and Resurrection, and it became the custom of the church to prepare for them by a season of penitence and fasting. This season of Lent provided a time in which converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when those who, because of notorious sins, had been separated from the body of the faithful, were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness, and restored to the fellowship of the church. Thereby, the whole congregation was put in mind of the message of pardon and absolution set forth in the gospel of our Savior, and of the need which all Christians continually have to renew their repentance and faith. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to the observance of a holy Lent, by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word, and to make a right beginning of repentance, and as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now kneel before the Lord, our Maker and Redeemer. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, that we may remember that it is only by your gracious gift that we are given everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And you may come forward at this time for the imposition of ashes. Please kneel or stand as we read together from Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. And so you are justified when you speak, and upright in your judgment. Indeed, I have been wicked from my birth, a sinner from my mother's womb. For behold, you look for truth deep within me, and will make me understand wisdom secretly. Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure. Wash me, and I shall be clean indeed. Make me hear of joy and gladness, that the body you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your saving help again and sustain me with your bountiful spirit. I shall teach your ways to the wicked, and sinners shall return to you. Deliver me from death, O God, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness, O God of my salvation. Open my lips, O God, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Had you desired it, I would have offered sacrifice, but you take no delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you and to one another and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth that we have sinned by our own fault in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven.
Have mercy on us, Lord. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us, Lord. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives.
We confess to you, Lord, our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people.
We confess to you, Lord, our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves.
We confess to you, Lord, our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts and our dishonesty in daily life and work. We confess to you, Lord,
our negligence in prayer and worship and our failure to commend the faith that is in us.
We confess to you, Lord, accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty.
Accept our repentance, Lord, for all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us.
Accept our repentance, Lord, for our waste and pollution of your creation and our lack of concern for those who come after us.
Accept our repentance, Lord. Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us.
Favorably hear us, for your mercy is great. Accomplish in us the work of your salvation,
that we may show forth your glory in the world. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord,
bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection.
Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires not the death of sinners, but rather that they may turn from their wickedness and live, has given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardons and absolves all those who truly repent and with sincere hearts believe his holy gospel. Therefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do on this day, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise as you are able. The peace of the Lord be always with you. You may be seated. I don't have any real announcements tonight except to thank you for being here and to say that we will have our regular setup for communion. If you have been here before, we have communion on both sides. I will be in Ting Ting on this side, and we will have two people on this side where you will have the wine and the bread separately. We do have an usher, so if anybody can't come forward to receive communion, let the usher know. And if you want to come forward and cross your arms for a blessing instead of receiving communion, that's fine too. All are welcome to come to this table. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and make good your vows to the Most High. God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is tempted in every way as we are, yet did not sin. By his grace, we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer for ourselves alone, but for him who died for us and rose again. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and maker of all. Jesus stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, Almighty God, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in Christ. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through Jesus Christ, our Savior, by Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, first in Spanish and then in English we pray, Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Please rise. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food, the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and bring you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord.